A number of U.S. and Canadian officials gathered recently in Plattsburgh for an event that highlighted cross-border industrial and economic links. U.S. Chamber of Commerce Vice President and Managing Director of Political Affairs and Federation Relations, Sarah Armstrong, was a guest of Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik at the first-ever Quebec-New York Transportation Equipment and Aerospace Rendezvous, sponsored by the North Country Chamber of Commerce. Armstrong tells WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief, Pat Brapley, that cross-border trade is not just an important issue for business, but also for the American people.
Trade impacts more than 11 million jobs in the United States. It is an important part of our economic growth. It's an important part of our relationship with our partners in Canada and Mexico. And so we are working very much every day to try and make sure that USMCA gets ratified. We are working across party aisle, making sure that we work with members of Congress like Congresswoman Stefanik, who is a true leader on this issue. We want to see more of those members of Congress working across the aisle to get this done. It's important to our country. And we've had many conversations with members of the administration, several hundred just in this year alone, trying to make sure that we all work together to get this ratified in time for us to accomplish this before, before much more trade issues begin to deteriorate. And we're worried about the tariff issues as well. We're very pleased the president lifted those tariffs on steel and aluminum, and I know that's very important to the North Country area here in New York. We do not believe in tariffs. We agree with Congresswoman Stefanik that tariffs are a tax on the American people.
The China tariffs, how will that impact business overall? And then when you look at it regionally, particularly when you add in USMCA...
Well, China is a very different issue. We believe that it's important for us to put some different perspective on China. We want to make sure that our relationship with them is solid, but we also believe that we need to change how they operate. And I believe the president is right, and the U.S. Chamber supports the president on his tough stance on China. But again, back to USMCA, I think that that's the key issue that we're facing most critically right now, is making sure that we get that ratified in a timely manner.
But if we have tariffs on China, how does that, I want to say, mess things up?
Well, that's a fair comment and a good question. Again, we've looked at different ways to deal with China, and China is a tough partner to work with. And so I think he's tried many different methods. We feel like we can get around the Mexico and Canada issues that don't need tariffs in that way. So we're looking at China as a different prospect in how we deal with them. And so, while tariffs are generally not the best way to do it, I think the president is doing everything he can to try and make sure that we reevaluate our trade partnership with China and make it more fair for the American people.
Well, looking to the north, when you started our conversation, you mentioned how the U.S. Chamber of Commerce recognizes how important Canada is, and people understand how important Canada is. Well, people in this area may understand that, but for the rest of the U.S., do they truly understand how important Canadian trade is?
Well, for those companies and Americans that understand the export issues of working with Canada and Mexico, yes, it impacts them. Again, 11 million jobs are impacted by trade with these partners. And so while, not everybody across America understands that, they are the benefit of those trade opportunities. So many of the goods and services that we export and import from our partners on the northern and southern border impact our daily lives. And so they may not know that right offhand, but if we can't get to an agreement, it will impact Americans across the country in terms of that partnership.
So with this meeting being the first of its kind regarding aerospace and the burgeoning AI industry in Montreal, what are you looking for potential opportunities for more cross-border trade?
Well, I think this is just one of the many industries that we can look at as an opportunity for U.S. Canadian trade. We haven't gotten involved from the U.S. Chamber perspective on this particular issue quite yet, but we understand from the aspects of the trade and the partnership, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for both countries.
The largest research cluster in artificial intelligence, or AI, in Canada is in Montreal. Congresswoman Stefanik of the 21st House District was sitting next to Armstrong and expressed her excitement about potential partnerships and opportunities with Canada with AI.
AI is an area, particularly in the national security space, that I've been a leader on. DOD, the Department of Defense, has an artificial intelligence commission to make sure that we have a national strategy when it comes to artificial intelligence. That was a bill that I introduced. It was signed into law as part of the National Defense Bill. I've testified in front of the commission, and we look forward to hearing their policy recommendations. Once those recommendations are made, I think it's an opportunity to work with our Canadian counterparts, whether it's in research, whether it's in making sure that we have the workforce development needed to fill those AI jobs. Another sector that is an opportunity for cross-border partnership is hydropower. That's something that the speaker who was here today, the minister, focused on in terms of the clean nature of hydropower, but also how cost-effective it is when it comes to municipalities and New Yorkers. And that's a great growth opportunity. That's an important infrastructure project that I'm hopeful New York City will sign on to because it has an impact. It goes right through my district.
During the chamber event, Armstrong presented Stefanik with the U.S. Chamber's Spirit of Enterprise Award for her support of business policies. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.